The fact that Memorial Day and Yizkor fall on the same day this year is, I think, particularly poignant. And when you think about what it is that we remember on Memorial Day, it is sacrifice. Certainly the sacrifice of life for those who fought and died, but also the innumerable other kinds of sacrifices that are entailed in giving a part of your life to fight a battle that in a better world would not need to be fought. And so you think about the lives of soldiers and what it is they lost. People who lost time, who were injured, who lost relationships and loves, who saw other people move on as they served in an attempt to save the things that they cared for and the people whom they loved. And you realize that that's part of what you mourn in Yizkor as well. Everyone who's been a parent knows that you make innumerable sacrifices for your children, and that most of the sacrifices your children will never know. They can't know the things that you gave up, or the things that you did, or the worry, or the pains, because that's just part of the job of being a parent. And one day, you hope, they will be blessed with the opportunity to make the same sacrifices. So when we mourn, especially on Yizkor for parents, part of what we remember is that same theme that we remember on Memorial Day, which is the innumerable sacrifices that are never laid out, are never clear, that we will never know, but that we know were made. And part of what it is that Yizkor asks of us is to remember that which we can remember, and also, paradoxically, to remember that which we don't remember. That is, remember the sacrifices that were made for you, even though you don't know them. Not only of those who were your parents, but of those who were your ancestors. The generations of sacrifices that Jews made in order that we could live as Jews. We remember them even though many of their names are lost, and certainly many of their anxieties and anguishes and pains will never be recorded. God in our liturgy is called Zocher Kol HaNishkachot, the one who remembers everything forgotten. But in a way, Yizkor asks us to remember everything forgotten as well. It asks us to mourn for more than we are actually mourning for, to remember more than we actually remember, to not forget those people who sacrificed for us, although we never knew them, and not to forget the sacrifices of people whom we did know, but whose souls we could never fully fathom, because so much of what they did and cared for, they did before we could understand, when we were children, when we were first in this world and thought that the world was there for us. The Yizkor service is a service of remembrance, but also a promise of continuity. We remember in the hope that others will remember. We praise that sacrifice in order to encourage ourselves to sacrifice similarly. Each generation, and also for everyone who served and for everyone who lived, there is also the joy of sacrificing for another, the pleasure in giving and caring and worrying and loving. And even as there is sadness, there is also joy in remembering. Yizkor is a service, to be sure, of sorrow, because we remember all of those who are not with us, but it is also a service of gratitude and even of joy. It is because of those whom we remember, not only that we're here, but that we are who we are, that we've managed to live lives of purpose, of meaning, and of sacrifice ourselves. It is the quintessential service of L'dor V'dor, of one generation handing on to another. The ethic, the promise of giving of yourself so that someone else's dreams can be realized. And as we recite the Yizkor, we hope that we've lived lives in such a way that others will recite the Yizkor for us. And we remember that in reciting the Yizkor, we don't only serve as an act of memory, but also as a witness and a proof. When we stand, as we will in a moment, to recite Yizkor for those whom we love, we act as a witness that they lived their lives in such a way and transmitted the tradition in such a way that someone, after they are gone, and sometimes long after they are gone, will stand in a congregation of the Jewish people and recite Yizkor in their memory, in memory of their sacrifice and cherishing their love. The Yizkor service begins on page 188.